Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Zayin, and today's daf talks about the Shviras Haluchos, the three actions that Moshe Rabbeinu took, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim al yado, gimel dvarim, asa Moshe midaito, v'hiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo. One of them was Hosef Yom Echon midaito. He added on one day for the preparation before Maimon Har Sinai, upiresh min ha'isha, and he separated from his wife, v'shiber es haluchos, and he broke the luchos. So those are the three actions that Moshe did, that the Gemara says that Hashem was maskim to. Says the Gemara, what was the svara for shviras haluchos? Shiber es haluchos, my darsh, what did he darshan? Omar, he said to himself, uma pesach, shihu echad mi taryag mitzvos, Karban Pesach, which is only one of the Taryag Mitzvos. Amrit Torah, kol ben necha lo yochal bo. And yet, a mumar is excluded from taking part in that one mitzvah, HaTorah Kula, the Torah, which is much more holy than just one mitzvah. The whole Torah is here. What does it mean, the whole Torah is here? So Rashi says, the Aseres HaDibros. We've had shiurim about that in the past, that the Aseres HaDibros are all totally on the Luchos. So kol Torah Kula kan, v'yisrael mumar, and alachas kam v'kama. So surely, the B'nai Yisrael should not have the schus to be able to take part in the Torah. Uminala this kema kadosh baruch hu al yado, hadin Hashem was maskim, shenema asher shibarta, v'yamari shlokish, yashar kochacha, sheshibarta. Asher shibarta means that Hashem, as a remez, yashar kochach sheshibarta, shkoyach, that you broke the lucho. So there are many discussions that one could have based on this Chazal of Shviras Haluchos. We'll talk about a number of the items as we can. First is the halachic issue. How can Moshe Rabbeinu break the Luchos? But the Luchos were Tashmishe Kedusha, not just Tashmishe Mitzvah. It was the ultimate Tashmish Kedusha, maybe. And the Pasuk tells us that you're not allowed to destroy God's name. The Pasuk says in Devarim and Perek Yud Beis, Abed to Abdunas Kolamakomos, Asher Abdu Shamagoyim, destroy all the places that the Goyim have served. Vechulu v'ditatsem es v'zuchosam, v'shibartem es batsevosem, v'batem eshamam. Destroy that their name from that place. Lo sasun kein l'Hashem alakeichem. But do not do that to Hashem. What does that mean? Do not do that to Hashem. Don't destroy. Don't destroy. Says the Rashi there. V'ditata v'zvizvachosom lo sasun kein azhar l'mochik az Hashem. Ule notates evin min amizbeach o min azara. This is a azhara for destroying or erasing God's name. And Amar Bishmol, Rabbi Shmuel says even b'derach grama. V'chisal al daitacha. This is Rashi there in Re'e. V'chisal al daitacha she'is Are Bnei Yisrael really going to destroy the Mizbeach? Elish lo tasu ma'aseihem v'yigrimu avonoseichem l'mikdash avoseichem she'yicharev. Don't act in a way that's going to cause the Chorban. So fascinating. Chorban Beis HaMikdash. When we do Avodah Zarah, we're destroying the Beis HaMikdash. We're violating lo sasu ken l'Hashem alokeichem, says the Rashi. Fine, and the Rambam quotes this. The Rambam quotes the Nichol Yisod HaTorah. There's an Issa Daraisa. Hama'abet Shem min Hashem Osakadoshim HaTorim. If somebody destroys one of the holy, pure names, Shenikra Bahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lokim min HaTorah, destroy the Malkus Daraisa. So the Shaila is, what about here? HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu, as mad and upset as he was at Klal Yisrael, when he saw them dancing around the Luchos, how is it that he was able to break the Luchos? That is the Shaila. And that's a Shiloh of the Rishonim already, right? The Sefer Chasidim asks in Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, Echi Tachein, L'moshe, L'shaberes Haluchos, Aksuvim, Betz Velokim, Ela, L'takanez Yisrael Asa, Mutav Shea Yechayev, Al-Yu, Kol Yisrael Chayavim. So the Sefer Chasidim says, you're right, he was Moser Nefesh, and he did something wrong, right? He did something wrong. He says, better I'll be Chayev than everybody else to be Chayavim in that way. Okay, so he did not there, but are there any other approach, that we could say. So one idea is that we find already a model in halacha that one is allowed to quote-unquote violate or even erase God's name to keep shalom, to bring shalom, right? That we know that from the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuftei Zayin, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Kavachomer, Umalas was shalom beit ish leishto, Amra Torah, by Anisha Sota. What does it say? That if to keep the peace between a husband and wife, the Torah says, Shmi shenachta b'kdushi imach alamayim, my name can be erased. Halalu, shematilim kinov ve'eva v'tacharus ben Yisrael, laviyim shabashamayim, alachas gam v'kama, v'aleim amra David v'chulu. Basically, we know that mechikas Hashem is mutter for keeping the peace, or the Gemara in Makos. Also, when David HaMelech is trying to figure out whether he was allowed to save the world when it is being flooded. When he was, David was digging the Shisin, remember David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, but he got it all ready for his son Shlomo to build. So when he was digging the Shisin, the underground water sources, one of them broke and was going to flood the world. Bala Mishtva La'alma. Amar, so David asks, Ma'o lichtov Shem HaChaspa U'mishtei Pitoma. Does anybody know if I'm allowed to write Shem HaShem on a shard, throw it into the water, into the deep, to Leko Aduchte, to stop it, but it's going to get erased. Leka Damar Le'midi. Nobody said anything. David said, no, you have to tell me. Whoever knows. Kol Yadiyah Davar Zevina Omar Yechani Begrono. So who says something? Achitofel. Achitofel stands up. Nos Achitofel Kavachomer Biatzmo. U'mal Aso Shalom Enish Lishto. If to bring peace between husband and wife, the Torah says you could erase Hashem's name. To save the whole world, surely you can erase God's name. And that's why Achitofel says, Mutter, Shari. So he wrote a name, Kosef Shem Achaspa, Shadi Atahoma, and it stopped. So therefore here too, there's even more, not just between a husband and wife, and not just for the, in this case, like the flood, but also here, to save Klal Yisrael. To save Klal Yisrael, to bring Shalom for between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is okay, number one. A second idea could be similar, that we sometimes find that one is allowed to do an Avera that's defined an Avera in a limited context, but for Hatzalas Kol Yisrael, one is allowed to do it. One is allowed to do it. We discussed this in the past, in the Sugi of the Maharik and the Nodabi Yehuda. What happens if it's a Maisa Avera Beratzon in a situation of Ones? Maisa Avera Beratzon in a situation of Ones. That's kind of like what this was. Right? The Maharik discusses that case. Right? What happened about if a woman is Mizane willingly, but it's a situation of Ones? Right, what's the case that Maharik discusses? What about Esther Amalka? Esther Amalka, right, went to Achashverosh willingly, and according to Chazal, she was with him in order Lahatzalas Kol Yisrael. And of course, she didn't do anything wrong, right, the Maharik writes in Kuv Samach Zayin, Dover Pashadu Yoser Mebiyata Bekutcha, Ki Esther Lo Asta Shum Yisrael. Of course, Esther didn't do anything wrong. Lohaya Bavdavar Afilu Nidnu Davera. Why? Mitzvah Rabba Asta, she'll call Yisrael. I'll prove it to you. Veteda Tekenu, Shay Before Lafayim Melech, as she's going, Sharsa Allah Ruach HaKodesh. She gets Ruach HaKodesh as she's going to Achashverosh. Vatilbash Esther Malchus. Umina Muchach. Hasam. Shehi Aysa Mishiva Nevios. Right? That's one of the riyas, that she was one of the seven Nevios. Gemara Megillah Yudalid. Because she had Ruach HaKodesh. She's going to tell me that she was going to do an Avera and she was Zochet to get Ruach HaKodesh. That can't be. Vachilu Vachas Lomar. Shetishra Ruach HaKodesh. Mikoch Maisa Shoganai. Lo Tekezos Bi Yisrael. Adaraba, says the Maharik. Pshita Pshita. Shasta Mitzvah Rabba Ma'od. That's where the Torah is Meshabeach her. And the same thing, the Maharik compares it to Ya'el Eshes Chever Akeni, who also saved Klal Yisrael when it came to getting rid of Sisra. But we see from there that for Hatzolas Kol Yisrael, so then that would be different. One would be allowed to violate, so to speak. So number one was, maybe for Shalom Bayis it's Mutter, and maybe that's not even called Mechika. If Hashem tells you to erase it, so that's Mutter, L'shem Shalom Bayis. Here, so to speak, it could be an Avera, but an Avera that maybe the Torah or the Halacha would sanction you to do. Again, that is not such a simple sugya, as we've noted, the Nodabi Yehuda, and Yaradea Kuf Samach Aleph. Kuf Samach Aleph had the issue of, there was a group of Jews that were taken by bandits, 50, 60 Jews, and they were going to kill all of them, and one woman went and was Mizana with the leader and was able to save the entire group in that way. So the question was, did she do the right thing? And is she Asur Labayla? Because only Asur Labayla if it was Beratzon and not Ba'ones. She obviously didn't want to do this, so is this called Ratzon or is this called Ones? So again, the Maharik might say that that's called Ones. And therefore, she's Mutaris Labayla. Maybe she even did the right thing. The Rabbi Yehuda is not happy about that. He says it's not Hatzalah's Kol Yisrael. It's Hatzalah, a group of Jews. And maybe, in that case, Gilead Arayis is Yarei Vayavar. And therefore, she shouldn't have done it. Kivach Amru Razal, Bakol Misrapim, Chutz, me the big three. Imken, Kashem Shem Misrapim, Mishalosh Averos Alolu, Kachem Matzilin Bahem Nefashos, Va'ones Drachman Asharye, Be'isha Shakarka Olam, Hainoshi Anusal Gufabia. Avalecha Sheina Nusal Gufabia, Va'adaraba, He Mishtadelis Lazela Hatzal Nefashos, Lomikri Karka Olam, Ve'isha Vishavim, Ve'tearek Valtaver, Ve'ester Shiny, Latzalas Kol Yisrael, Meodavad Kush, Rabbi Yehuda is not so convinced that that would always be mutter. But either way, this is a model for a Maisa Aveira B'Ratzon in a situation of Onis could be mutter sometimes, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did as well. Again, those are two similar answers, either for Shalom Bayis or for Atzalas Kol Yisrael. But then we have a third idea. In the Pirkei Der Balazar, the Medrash tells us that Locha Moshe Rabbeinu was haluchos v'haya yored v'haya ksuvim sovlin as atzman ves Moshe iman. The luchos kind of carried themselves and carried Moshe. Ukishero was a tupim ves amacholos ves haegel. And when they, ukishera'u, what's they? Only Moshe Rabbeinu was holding the luchos. They, the letters. When the letters saw the what was going on, again, not just the egel, but the tupim and the macholos and the dancing around and the simcha, Barchu aksuvim uparchu min aluchos. The letters flew up. What might that mean? They were engraved. It means that the rocks got filled in because the letters that were engraved flew off the luchos. The nimsu kveden ide Moshe, and it became very heavy. Lo yachol Moshe lizbolat atzmo v'loas aluchos. Moshe couldn't hold them. V'shlichim yada v'shtaber, and they kind of fell because they were so heavy. But what does that mean? The luchos it flew up. So some suggest that there was no more kedusha. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, or dropped the luchos, according to whichever version, there was no more kedusha, there was no more ksav, because the ksav flew up, and therefore, there was no more kedusha. Fine. What's the problem? The Achronim say, but one second, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Dezayin, tells us that there's not only kedusha where the letters are written in the Torah, but also the margins. The margins also have kedusha. Says the Gemara, Makom aksav lo kami boili, techi kadush agav ksavu de kadosh. Find where the ksav is, only as kedusha where when the ksav is there. If there is no more ksav, then that loses its kedusha. Ki kami boili shalmala v'shalmata. What about the margins? Shebein parsha l'parsha. That never has ksav, and therefore maybe that has kedusha even without writing. So here too, even though there was no writing, so maybe it should have kedusha, unless you say this is kind of like underneath the writing, just like the makom of the writing only has kedusha because of the writing. Maybe the makom of the stones, right, only has agav the agav what's written there. Okay, or maybe there was no, right, there's Yerushalmi in Sota and in Shkalim, also something similar. Maybe there was no empty space on the luchos. It was all ksav. The Gemara has the deus that there were every little halachas, little diburim written in between the big diburim. There's Yerushalmi again in Sota Periches. So maybe there was nothing in between. One final point in this section, and that is the Pardes Yosef in Shmos suggests, well, maybe it's based on the Gemara. Maybe this is the Pashat answer. The Gemara Menachas on Daf Sadi Tes says, Amar Reish Lakish, Pa'amim Shev Bitula Shel Torah, Zeu Yisoda. Sometimes you have to destroy the Torah in order to save the Torah. Sometimes Rashi, Kagon Shemevatol Torah Lahotzas Ames Ulachnasas Kala Zeu Yisoda Klomer Makabel Schar Kilu Yosev Umiyasta Vaosekba. Sometimes doing something that's not learning is Kilu you're learning because this is what the Torah wants you to do. Shemar Asher Shibarta V'lomar Lebalashan Kas Ramina Iskimi Mo Das Hashchina Kishabita Torah V'Shibron Kivon Deniskaven LaTorah. Destroying Hashem's name. Here it's destroying the luchos and the Torah itself because Klal Yisrael cannot have the Torah in the state that they are in right now, and therefore Bitula Zehu Kiyuma. And really, when Moshe broke the luchos, he was being Mekayim the Torah. Kind of similar to the idea of Eis Lasos Lashem Heferu Torah Secha, that sometimes you have to violate the Torah in order to save the Torah itself. One discussion. Another interesting discussion is had on the svara itself. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if a mumar cannot take part in one mitzvah of Korban Pesach, then surely Bnei Yisrael, who are mumarim, cannot take part in the whole Torah. But one second. Tosfos in Maseches Chulin discusses the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Chulin on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph says that if somebody shechs on Shabbos, right, the first two prakim in Chulin are all about Shechita. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, Hashochit B'Shabbos Ubiyom HaKippurim, Avo Bishim Mischayev B'Nafsho, even though he's Chayev Misa, Shechita So Ksheira. The Shechita is Ksheira if somebody shechs on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. Ask the Rishonim, but what do you mean? We know Shechita's Mumar is Pasul. Ask Tosfos. Afilu B'Mezid Boi Lu'ukmei. The Gemara talks about even B'Mezid. Tema. If it's bemezid, how is the shechita kshera? Ha amumar lachal shabbosos asur lechol mishchitaso. If a mumar is lachal shabbos, then he can't eat from mishchita. Kita muchach la'el va'od. The gemara by lubukbi bemezid. Remeir islay. To mumar l'davar echad avimun lachal tarakula. So either it's a mumar l'shabbos or it's according to Rabbi Meir mumar l'davar echad. He's a mumar. So how can you eat from the shechita? Answers Tosas v'Yishlomar. First answer, Tahasim b'faresia, facha b'tzina. Mumar, you can't eat from a shechita, and he has the status of mumar only b'faresia, but b'tzina maybe not. Or number two, v'od Yishlomar, demisham pam achas, lochashu mumar. For one time violation, that's not called a mumar. Maybe this is not talking about a mumar. A person, the first time he ever did anything wrong, he shechted on Shabbos. So maybe that's the pshat in this case. Ibachad zimna lo itzer shechitaso nicha. That is one answer of Tosas. If you look in the Ran has other answers given. The Ran says maybe he is only a mumar after the shechita. After the shechita. Right, similar to Tosas. V'yesh dochin lomar, do dami shavis lavod azara, t'shochi lavod azara, kivan she'ina ovid osa elim gemar shechita, b'dinu she'nach shir shechita, so harishona, sheri nasis behechsher, aval shochi b'shabis, hari b'tchila shechita, so chala shabis, t'chovel. Therefore it should be wrong. Says the Gemara, no, vein zeh klo metzli, de b'shabis nami, lo mechayev ad gemar shechita, de mekami hachi, havli mekalko b'chabura, de kaimon te pater. It's only afterwards. Only afterwards does it become, after the shechita, does he become a mumar. Tosa says, one time doesn't become a mumar. According to the Ran, maybe one time does become a mumar, but here it's only a mumar after the shechita. But the Rambam seems to say that a mumar is even just one time. Even just one time. So after Rinas Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Saratskin in Parshas Kisisa, so I don't understand. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu said they're mumarin, they only did it once. This is the first time a lot of them did Avodah Zarah. Fiza Tzarachian, he asked, Bishlam al-Dasa Rambam, Tebapam achas havi mumar l'chala tarakula, Shapar Abba Moshe, Techo Yisrael mumarin, they were all mumarin. But according to Tosfos, who says that you don't become a mumar after one time, then how can Moshe call them mumarin? So he says, unless you say like the Beis Halevi. If you look at the Beis Halevi, the Beis Halevi in Drosh Yud says that Bnei Yisrael really violated three averos of Avodah Zarah. That at that point, Hishtachava, Zvicha, V'yomru Elo Elohecha Yisrael. They bowed down, they shechted towards it, and they were makabal ke'aloka. And he says, like it's in Sanhedrin, Samachalaf, Omer, Eli Ata, L'Avodah Zarah, Chayemisa. And therefore, it's three times. Three times already a chazaka is muhsak to be a mumar, and therefore, that was the problem, even according to the Tosfos. Good. What else can we talk about the Shiras Haluchos? We can talk about the last Rashi, Allah Torah. Maybe get into some Agada here at the end of our Shir. The last Rashi in Chumash. The last Rashi in Chumash. The last Pasuk of Chumash is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest achievements. L'chol ha'otzos la'mopsim. L'chol ha'yad ha'chazaka. That means he was able to get the Luchos. L'chol ha'moro ha'gadol. That means Nisim u'gvuros shebamidbar ha'gadol v'hanora. And finally, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Le'enei Kol Yisrael, what does the Rashi say? Shenisso'o libo lishbar haluchos le'enehem. He broke the luchos. Shenemar v'ashabrem le'enehem. Enehem. So you see, le'enei is a reference to the luchos. V'eskima das ha'kadosh baruch hu l'daito. And Hashem was maskim. Shenemar ha'shashibarta yashakocha ha'shashibarta. That is the last Rashi on Chumash. That Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest achievement was he broke the luchos. Ask the Mefarshim. I think I heard in the name of Rav Gifter. Why was that his greatest achievement? He did many great things. Midisiyas Mitzrayim, Kabbalas HaTorah, Kriyas Yamsuf. Dafka, when we want to end the Torah, the one event that we focus on is that he broke the Luchos. That's the greatest achievement. So he explained that maybe yes, because the Gemara says in four different places that there was a great Tana named Nehemiah HaAmsuni, or maybe Shimon HaAmsuni, right? One of them. But what did he do? He darshened every S in the Torah. Right? This is Pesachim Chav Beis, Baba Kama Mem Aleph, Kedusha Nun Zayin, Bechor Rostavav. So the Gemara says that he darshened every S in the Torah. Kivin Shigiel as Hashem Elokech Atira. Once he came to Dvarim Perek Yud, Fear Hashem, Piresh. He said he stopped. What could he add on to Hashem? Amr lo tamid, right, it must be that I'm wrong and you're not supposed to darshan things from S. Amr lo tamid of Rebbe, makol esim shadarashta mataelam. What about all the esims that you darshan? Amr lohem, he says, kishem shekibal di yischar ala drisha, kach ani akabal makabal schar ala prisha. I'm going to stop. Just like I got schar in darshaning, so too I'll get schar for stopping to darshan. Ad shabar Rabbi Akiva v'darash as Hashem lokech atira l'rabos talmidei chachamim. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and says, I could figure out what S you could add into S Hashem lokech atira to include talmidei chachamim. Fine. Kasha. So what did Rabbi Akiva know that Nechemya Hamsuni didn't know? He was able to darshan every single S in the Torah. This one he couldn't figure out. What did Rabbi Akiva have that Nechemya Hamsuni didn't have? So Rav Gifter answers, Rabbi Akiva had a Nechemya Hamsuni to look at. He had someone who was ready to throw away his life's work because he was Moda Ala MS. This is what has to be done. This is what's intellectually honest in terms of Torah. And therefore he was ready to throw it away. He says, Es l'rabos talmidei chachamim. That type of behavior is worthy of being in all l'rabos talmidei chachamim. Where did he get that from? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest achievement was bringing down the luchos. This is what he lived his whole life for. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yom Tov, it was all for this moment. What did he do? When he realized the Bnei Yisrael weren't right to have these luchos, he broke them. Did he think there was going to be another luchos? He had no idea. He didn't know what it was going to be. But he said, this is what has to be, because I at least can't give the luchos as it is with a proper conscience, and therefore he broke the luchos. Rav Shimon Shkap also in the Akdamot HaShar Yosha discusses this, that he saw that, Bnei Yisrael couldn't survive with luchos rishonos, that you wouldn't have to be moser nefesh for Torah, rekodes espe elokim, and you would just learn and remember it right away. He broke the luchos. He says there has to be something else. Again, I'm not doing justice to that comment of Rav Shimon Shkap. Feel free to look at it. But again, it relates to this Rashi as well, in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest achievement was Shviras HaLuchos. Okay, we'll have to stop here in our discussion of the halachic aspects of Shviras HaLuchos.